Shalom Aleichem, everyone, as we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Vayishlach, and we get closer to Hanukkah, there's a Hashem, the wonderful Yom Tov that's heading in our direction. I want to first give a reminder to those who lane, or I should say, and for those who listen to laning, that in the laning of this week's Parsha, we have a Mela'el and Mora, that's Ma'akev in the meaning, and that is, in Perek Lamed Hei Pasuk Chavtes, Vespinoiseihem Shavu, and they captured their daughters, they took captives their daughters. Vespinoiseihem Shavu, it means they returned their daughters, quite the opposite. So you have to make sure to pronounce it Shavu, not Shavu. Now here you're going to have a problem. If you have a Balkaire, he doesn't know the difference. And he's going to say Shavu, and you're going to correct him and say Shavu, you're not going to know what in the world you're talking about. What is it that you're referring to? What is it that you're saying? Therefore, if you have a Bakar, you're afraid, is not careful with it, you can tell him about it. If he doesn't believe you, you could show him. In Rabbi Reisen's weekly Parsha Shir, it said, that should be Shavu and not Shavu. And then, hopefully, he'll get it right. Moving on to the actual teichin of the parasha. Of course, Yaakov gives tremendous gifts to Esav, extraordinary gifts, large gifts to Esav. The Balei Machshava write, one of the Rishonim, I believe, writes, that Yaakov returned as a rich man to Eretz Yisrael, but all the money he had, all the tzayin that he had, was all from the house of Lavan. And he felt there's not such a big bracha in that. And therefore, he was very happy that when it came the opportunity, he would use it to give it to Esau. He wasn't going to throw it out. Even Pachim Ketanim he wouldn't throw out. But he was very happy to use it to send it over to Esau, because in its source, these were tzayin and bokra that came from Chutz La'aretz and came from the house of Lavan, and they came from a Rami. And therefore, he was happy to send it away. Subsequently, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him wealth after the story of Shechem. I'd like to hear the Derech Efsher, a possible explanation of what was not l'chatchila about what he had. After all, Yaakov said that he deserved it. V'tachlef es maskorti, aser es mayim. You change my wages. He's entitled to wages, even from Lavan. He was entitled to wages. Well, we know that Yaakov did a trick. He made a deal involving spotted and striped sheep and other animals. And he did a trick. Somehow he put a stick, maklois, the echamna, when they warmed up to become pregnant, he put them in a place where they would see speckles as eyes and have speckled sheep. Now, this is a trick. It's not obviously somehow it influences what happens. But Yaakov had already told Rachel, Achiv ani baramos, I'm his brother in trickery. Where did Yaakov do trickery? Where in the world? He didn't do trickery anywhere. Oh, yes, he did. When it came time to leave, he used a trick to grab that which he's entitled to, the maskorti, the wages that he had. Atachlefes maskorti. Lavan, you stole my wages. And that was true. And therefore, he did a trick in order to be able to get it back. And he got these sheep, the nekudim, the teluim, etc., etc. Question. Is he allowed to do that? Are you allowed to do that if someone owes you money for wages? Are you allowed to do trickery to get the money out of him? So it's interesting. We find in the Sefer Tokvei Kayin, Simen Kuf Tes Vav, actually Simen Kuf Ches and the Kuf Tes as well, a dispute between the Marshal and the Shach. If you can recall, so long ago, when you learned Yeshiva Masechtas Bavanitzia, at that time, on Davav, Amid Aleph, this is discussed. This is discussed there, right? Actually, before the Sugya of Tokvei Kayin. It's so sad, today's boys don't even get there. They don't know Tokvei Kayin. They don't know any of this stuff. It's very, very sad. But anyway, getting back, there's a machlaikis between the Mashal and the Shach. What's a machlaikis? If I know someone owes me money, but I have no way of proving it, I have no way of showing that he owes me money, I'll never win in business. because I have no way of showing that the money is owed to me. Am I allowed to go and grab? Am I allowed to grab? Now, if he owes me money from a loan, I'm not allowed to go to his house and grab a mashkin. But what if it's not a loan? What happens if he owes me money from wages? Am I allowed to go and grab it? The sheet of the Marshal, which is also the sheet of the Baal Hamar there in Metziah, is that it's also, you can't go and take things on your own. You can't take things that are yours. Marshal brings a raya. Okay, I'll get to the raya later. But anyway, they say that it's also. The Shach, who wrote Tatvei Kayim, disagrees. And he says, a person can grab things himself. A person, even if he can't prove it, he can go and grab things on his own because he has no recourse to go to Bezdin. He has no proof for what he did. And in such a case, the person is allowed to grab things. You've got to be careful. The police are going to catch you. They're going to arrest you for being a thief. But if you know for certainty someone owes you money, in other words, not that you're basing it on an argument which needs to be decided in Bezdin, but a very simple thing. It's something that you're absolutely sure somebody owes you money. He forgot about it, or he's denying it. So the Marshal says you're not allowed to grab. The Shach says that you are permitted to grab. So it's a dispute if you could grab the Tzais. Paskins, both in the Shef Shmeitzah and Shmeitzah Dalet, and the Tzais Simen Dalet, actually in Shulchan Aruch, says, like the Shach, that a person is permitted to grab. The fascinating Tzais. Simidalis of Cotton Alma. The Shach brings this discussion, whether grabbing is mutter, whether you're allowed to take things that you know you'd be entitled to, but you can't prove it in Bezdin, whether you're allowed to take such a thing, and you're not taking the item, not your item. It's an item which is just taking money back. Somebody owes you money, he cheated you, and you're taking one of his items. Are you allowed to do it? So the Tzais says you're allowed to, with the exception, again, of if you lent him money, he didn't pay you back. There's a separate law in the Torah, not to go into his house or into any place he has his possessions and steal them and take them as a mashkin. However, other things you're allowed to take for yourself. And if he owes you money for other reasons, you're allowed to take it. Then the Tzais says something fascinating. I don't think he says it anywhere else. What happens if you know someone owes you money? He forgot about it, or his father borrowed money from you and died and you can't prove it. And then this man, who you know owes you money, gives you a pikadon. He gives you something to watch. He says, I'm going to Eretz Yisrael. I have expensive silver leichter for $10,000. I don't want to leave it in my house. I want to leave. Can you hold it for me? You say, of course. So you take a silver leichter and you hold it for him. And then you listen to a shiur on the Thursday afternoon of Parshas Vayishlach, and you hear that you're allowed to grab something, you're allowed to be taifis, something of value, in order to get paid back from something that's owed to you, that you're sure is owed to you. So you say, I'm going to grab this pikadon. When he comes back, I'm going to tell him, look, the leichter's worth $10,000, or you owe me $10,000 in wages. I can't prove it, but let me grab it, let me take it for myself. Zoktik Sais is mutter, based on the Shach. Then the Sais says something unusual. He says, Alpi Zoyar, the only place I know that Sais quotes the Zoyar. Alpi Zoyar, every night, Biyot Cha'af Kidruchi, you give your neshama as a pikadon to Hashem. Hashem takes your neshama overnight and recharges it, so when you wake up in the morning, you get it back. And in the morning, You thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're like a new person in the morning. One of the reasons we wash Negavas is Chadoshim LaBekorim. We're new people every morning. So we give Hashem and Hashem as a pekadon, he gives it back. Who knows if you deserve it back? Mi Yodea. Who knows? Hashem Barachamov gives it back. Zok Tiktsois Al Pizayah. When someone gives you something to watch, you have to be super careful to return it. Even if Min Adin, you're allowed to keep it, well, maybe Min Adin or Bnei Neshama would have right to not give back your neshama, God forbid. Even if Min Adin you're allowed to keep it, you should still give it back. Because by pikadon, you should still give it back. Ad kan divrei HaKatzais. Getting back to Yaakov, the way we're understanding, Yaakov was given sheep to watch. It's a pekudin. A raya, a shepherd, is a shomer. The Gemara says he's a shomer, shomer chinam, shomer sachar. He's a shomer for the Baalim. So he got a bunch of sheep. Now, he did a trick and grabbed onto the sheep. I know trickery just like he does. And you're holding on to the sheep, Yaakov Avinu. You're allowed to do it. The tachlef es maskorti. He owes me money from a lot of previous times that I'm owed wages. You're allowed to keep it. But apizayar, it's not the right thing to do. It's not apialach. It's mutter. Apizayar. Yaakov said, okay. Things like this, that'll send to Esav. That'll send to Esav. There's no bruch in it. That'll be Esav's. Esav will take the pekudin of Lavan. Esav and Lavan, mitzvah minis, minay v'nir, two very similar personalities. Ah, very, very geschmack. And while you're at it, you now learn the machlekes, the marshal, and the shach. Wow, it took up the whole time of today's shir. A little digduk, a little lungus, not so bad. Let me share with you the raya. The Mashal's Raya is in the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Dalet. It says, Oven in Ishtimel Anafshe, you're allowed to take the law into your own hands and take things. But the Shulchan Aruch says, only if you can be Mevara to Bezin, if you can prove to Bezin that you are right. Dr. Mashal, it's a Raya to me. We're talking a case where you can't prove it to Bezin. So you're not allowed to grab. Perfect Raya. Zok the Shach, besides the fact that the Ramah argues, and he's like me, it's not even a raya from you. Why? Because if I grab from someone, he owes me money, and I grab something from him. So if I grab in front of witnesses, he's going to take me to Bezdin, I'm a ganav, he's going to get his money back. And that's why Shulchan Aruch says, only if you can be mevarid in Bezdin. However, says the Shach, what happens if you grab it without witnesses? Nobody knows you grabbed it. Now you go to Bezdin, so somebody owes you wages, and you grab something, and he takes you to Bezdin. You say, Ew, Chatzi, I grabbed, but I was entitled to what I grabbed. They say, could you prove it? You could say, yes, I have a migu. If I be a thief, I would deny grabbing it. There were no witnesses. I could deny grabbing it. So believe me that I did grab it, and it's mine. With a migu, I could have said I didn't grab it. So at the Shach, that's a case of Yachal Levar. You're creating a way to be Mevar in this. I'm afraid today's shir is going to require Chazaras HaShir. Okay, you have more than 24 hours till Shabbos. I want to wish everybody an absolutely wonderful Heilige Shabbos.